Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And to begin, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove. He's an idiot.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. He's an idiot.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Lousy. Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Yes, I approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Oh, geez. You can't be serious. Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Now, overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
It would still be Trump.
Trump. Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
And where would this money go to? The bridges?
The transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit.
I'd increase the tax.
And so do you strongly support or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland?
The roads and bridges.
The roads and bridges. Thank you. Now, currently in...
What's your puppy's name?
His name? Kiba.
What is it?
Kiba.
Oh, Shiva. Okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
She wants your attention.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right.
Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I don't know what the difference between the charges are. Felony versus what? I just don't know. No.
Misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor.
Currently, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm, but we want to know if you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Yes, felony. I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you.
It'll be charged as a felony, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes. And I would say they ought to be strung up to hang them to death, as far as I'm concerned. It takes
so, yes, I'm sorry.
I'm curious about those drugs coming across their border.
Yeah, thank you. And so that would be strongly support?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, for something a bit different, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much. Considering everybody else is getting freebies. I've never gotten freebies from the government in my life, but I'm paying the taxes for somebody who gets free.
Thank you.
You caught me in a bad mood.
No, that's fine. Now, we're going to go on a different direction. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I have to say yes, because they could end up on the streets having this abortion taken care of.
Yes.
And I always say yes.
And do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
I favor it. For the sake of the mother's life.
But is it strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now, under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor in changing.
Do you strongly favor or just somewhat?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Absolutely not. I don't favor it. I'm furious about those open borders. I pay dearly for my health care, and I've never drank and smoked. And yet I'm going to be paying for these migrants to come over our country and take advantage of our health care. I'm furious about it.
So do you strongly oppose it or just somewhat?
Strongly oppose it. Strongly oppose it.
Thank you.
Put them back on a train and send them back.
Let them swim back.
Thank
you. Now, for something a bit different. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally? Only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Never. I'm too cheap. I don't think I'm going to be a winner.
Thank you. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think it's a big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem?
I would say a big problem. Since I retired, I've been using my credit cards. It's probably a big problem.
Thank you. And as a way to create state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I don't really understand what you were saying. I can't put the context in. Would you repeat it again?
Yes. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I'm going to say yes, and I know nothing about the lottery and all that stuff, but just put yes down if it means helping the state.
We do have the scale, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And should Maryland government...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's fine. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No. They pay with their own money and not borrowing money from a credit card where they're going to probably flounder it anyway.
Now we're going to change the topic once again. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
No. They only work 9 months a year. No, they should not be allowed. They can strike on the summertime when they're vacation time. Put that in there.
And
you can't.
So, no, I can't. But we do have the scale once again, somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And now, for a different question, do you think that a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who has only 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying, so to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
I'll say yes.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
Abortion in most cases.
Abortion in most cases. Thank you. And now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No, no disability.
Thank you. And now we're entering the few last questions. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I don't know what to say to that. I say no. It's like an entry ground level that they start. No, no.
So
they'd
do you
be making almost as much as I made.
So do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 and 34? 35 to 49. Which one?
I'm 71.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, African American, other?
Other.
Thank you. And what is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, like Baptist or AME, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Other faith. Episcopalian, you don't have that down?
Episcopalian, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And let's see. Yes, with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it, ma'am. Have
You're
a wonderful
welcome,
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.